Dr. Sarns.
Yeah, is Sandra in?
This is she.
Hey, Sandra, it's Patrick with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good, good. How's your Monday going so far?
Oh, I'm just trying to get back in the groove.
I know, right? Well, I'm not sure if you remember, we spoke earlier in the year about some equipment and capital we had you guys pre-approved for, and you told me to check back towards Q4, see what you guys are doing out there.
Actually, I'm fine. I don't have any money to buy, order anything, to afford to pay anything, pay any money back, should I say, and I don't have any room to buy any equipment. I'm maxed out in my space.
I see. Are you looking to, maybe add another location for that, or expand a little, or anything for next year, maybe?
I work out of my home, and I'm one person, and I'm working as all I can. If I can, all the equipment I have is working full time, I'm dead. I can't handle it.
So I understand that.
I've grown my business to the max, and I'm looking to grow it.
Are you looking to expand that at all, or do you have anything,
No.
big in the agenda for next year?
No.
Kind of already reached a ceiling on it?
I have.
Nice.
I have. Now I'm getting closer to retirement age, so I'm working it to where I want it, and then I'm going to coast the rest of the way.
Nice. How much longer are you looking until you get out?
Another 15, but I want to work as much as I want to work, and that's it.
Yeah, and then get out when you're ready.
Yep. I work a little less the rest of my life, but I've got so much, I'm so diversified that I could work, I could sell off everything I have and just keep one little thread of what I do, and I'm fine.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you've, grown into a lot of options out there for you guys as well.
I have, so I've done all the hard stuff. Now it's just to pay off the debt that I've incurred and which is cruising right along and just, go where I want to go.
That's cool. Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of clients as well that kind of, use our cash to refinance past debt as well, like you just mentioned, too. So, also an option for you guys, but...
Well, I've got a really good rate on what I have, and I'm getting close to the end of it. And then after that, I can just adjust as need be.
Oh, I got you. Is that, with a line, or...?
Yes.
Oh, cool. With a local bank out there in Lockport, or?
Home equity loan.
Oh, you took that out through the for the business?
Yeah, I'm self-employed. I work out of my house, so everything I want to do is all self-contained.
Right, I gotcha. You said you're almost done with that one, though?
Yes.
How much longer do you have on it?
Probably about another year and a half.
Oh, nice. So that's really soon.
Yeah.
That's cool. What kind of... Yeah, just get it, taken care of until you want to sell it, right?
Yep.
I see. What kind of signs do you guys do out there? Is it more like commercial or...?
Yeah, it's all commercial. I don't do any really retail customers. I do signage. I do laser engraving. I do apparel. I do... I outsource my screen printing. I outsource my embroidery. So...
Oh, wow.
I just
so
do
you,
what I want to do.
Yeah, nice. Sounds like you got just about every aspect of the printing.
I do. One-stop shop.
You even take care of clothes, you said, as well?
Yes.
Is it just kind of like... Right. Is it just kind of like T-shirt printing or...
T-shirts. T-shirts for like festivals and schools and sports equipment. Apparel, and I do company shirts with their embroidery on their dress shirts or their uniforms.
Oh, nice! So you said you have embroidery, screen printing as well, so
and promotional products.
Nice. So yeah, you definitely take care of all different aspects of that. Do you have a screen printing machine that prints that out and everything?
I have a screen printer person that I outsource to.
Oh, I gotcha. And same for the embroidery.
Uh huh.
Oh, that's cool.
And all my promotional products. Some things I just have to do artwork. I don't have to touch it.
Oh, right. No, just kind of curious. I was actually looking to, get into making my own clothes as well someday. Made a few here and there, but...
Sandor is my supplier for all my shirts, and it works out great.
Who did you say it was for the shirts?
Sanmar.
Sanmar?
S-A-N-M-A-R.
Is that like a website distributor?
Yes.
That's cool. How much on average for a t-shirt?
It depends. Sometimes they may be as cheap as $1.85 wholesale.
You just buy a bundle?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely a way to go in. You just do t-shirts or do you do like hats as well? And
I do hats too.
Oh, nice.
Anything they need, I do it.
I have pretty
hats,
cool.
Fires. I open the cabinet. I got a whole cabinet full of catalogs. And I see what they're looking for, and I pull out the appropriate catalog. They pick out what they want, order everything, get it done.
Jeez, that's quite the business you got out there.
Yeah.
Looking to maybe like bring on some help or, you know, expand in that kind of department next year?
No, because I work out of my garage. I don't have enough room.
So you just kind of get it done yourself?
Yeah. If I can't do it, if I can't outsource it and I can't do it, I just don't take it.
Right. No, I understand that too. You know, what kind of rate are you growing at too? Like, what did you pull in for sales last year?
I really couldn't tell you. I haven't printed the reports to see where I'm at. Business had been slow for the oil field. That's most of my commercial business. So I grew when the engraving slowed down. Mm-hmm. I picked up more apparel. So it kind of balanced out, but I honestly couldn't tell you right offhand of what it was. I'm just coming back from vacation, so I'm like all kind of not settled in yet.
Right, getting back into it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know it's
just
Monday, too.
Home order, just printing orders.
Right, I gotcha. So it's basically, clientele that you have, in that department, you basically take the orders, design whatever they're looking for that way. It's not so much you're selling your own stuff.
Right. Well, I order like blank shirts or blank mugs or whatever, and I add whatever I need to add to it.
Whatever they want, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So it's not like you're creating your own stuff and then selling that. It's basically what they want.
Yep. It's all custom.
Oh, that's cool. And you said all the equipment and everything you have is, still running pretty smooth and everything like that for you, too?
Yeah. I've got almost everything is finished. I'm almost finished paying everything.
Oh, you end up leasing those as well?
No.
Did
no
you just,
leasing,
like,
I just
pay it out of pocket for them?
Yes.
I gotcha. Another, one of our programs we do as well is lease buyback. So, I mean, if you ever needed to get some of that cash back, we end up, leasing that equipment for you.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah, do you maybe have an email? I could shoot my info over to you, and that way, if something ever came up, you can get a hold of me.
Sure.
What's a good one for you?
Foreman 80, that's F as in Frank, O-R-M-I-N, 80, at AOL.com.
AOL.com, perfect. All right, Sandra, I'll shoot you over my information. If anything ever comes up, you can go ahead and get a hold of me that way, and maybe a good time I could get follow up on you?
Sure.
All right. So I'll go ahead and shoot that over. Other than that, have a good rest of your day, and it was nice catching up with you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye. Yep, bye.